If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We read a piece, I forget which newspaper had it, just about all this sort of trend. And you've seen it for years. You know, you go into a certain place, if you eat this, you get your picture on the wall, whether it's the tomahawk steak or this, that, or the other thing. And there's all these different places in Connecticut that have these sort of food challenges, right? And we were just curious about a couple of fronts. One is, you know, does it actually bring in business? And how many people do it? And because you see them on the wall. And so for Bear's Barbecue, it's called the Bear Witch Challenge. And I said it before the break, 2 pounds of pulled pork, 2 pounds of brisket, pound of coleslaw, 1.5 loaves of Italian bread with a pint of ghost pepper barbecue sauce with 2 pounds of mac and cheese. You put a $100 deposit down, you get 30 minutes to eat it. And if you don't puke within 5 minutes after, you get $500. I don't think I could do it. Jamie McDonald, who obviously the owner of Bear's Barbecue, they're all over the place, including Duncan Park, where I like to go to center field and start my night there. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. Listen, thanks for joining us for a couple quick minutes. I know you're busy. So, first of all, how's business? How are things going?
Not bad. Summertime, August is usually a little bit slower for us, but it usually picks back up. Everybody's on vacation this month, so. Yeah.
Are your costs steady?
Our costs. In fact, I just got off a call. Our costs are, our food costs for this period were up 8% versus even last month. So they keep going up.
What's the reason for it?
Right now, I mean, we're such a meat intensive business, you know, being barbecue, that our meat costs have just, for instance, a year ago, we were paying probably $5.25 a pound for prime brisket, and right now we're paying upwards over $6.50. And some of that has to do with just this time of year. Like, you always see a peak in August, just because when it's hot and dry in the West, you don't get as much prime brisket yield because the cows just don't eat as much. Hmm. But so, and some of it's because of tariffs and Mexico not sending as much beef to the States as they usually do, so that drives up domestic prices too. So hopefully it'll all come fall, it'll at least ease some, because right now it's if it stays as high as it is, I don't see not raising prices, which we always hate to do.
When would you make that decision? So you don't do it on a regular basis, you do an assessment like quarterly or something? Or
we look at it every month, and then just based on, you know, what our suppliers are telling us, what we can expect. And so we should see some relief in September, but if it doesn't come down substantially, then by the end of the month, then we'll probably have to look at maybe for the fall, increase in prices, or at least even just maybe even add. I would probably rather add a almost like a surcharge on top or something, just so that way it's temporary.
Yeah,
like with all the different systems we're in, like you said, we're at Duncan Park, we have a bunch of different locations, all the online ordering platforms and stuff. So like, when you change your menu, it's not easy.
Right.
Well, as far as when you change your pricing, so I'd rather not. And hopefully prices end up coming down.
Yeah.
And you know, we definitely wouldn't want to keep them up for customers.
A lot of people, a lot of places did that with eggs, like diners, and then they took it off when eggs, you know, came back down.
Yeah, exactly. And the hope that it is temporary.
Yeah, we're talking with Jamie McDonald, who owns Bear's Barbecue here in Bryan & Company. So, I read the list of things a person could eat for the Bear Witch Challenge. I don't know how long you've been doing it. I don't know how many people do it. Can you just give me a sense of, like, and why you brought this kind of thing in? So can you just give me a backstory here?
Yeah, so some people are familiar with it. That, you know, we got our start. I, for about a year and a half before we started Bears, I was a competitive eater. I was ranked one in the world for a while.
Wow, didn't know that.
That's how we started. I saved all the money I won and bought our first smoker. And so initially, it was just kind of an homage to that. And I designed it just based on my experience as a competitive eater. I knew what would be hard. You know, it has volume, it's a lot of meat, it has spice. So it's more so from that aspect. It does get some publicity, but I don't know necessarily that it drives like a ton of local traffic.
Right.
It's more so just a fun thing to do. And we had a guy in from England last month that tried it. We've had people from all over Australia.
How often does someone take a crack at it?
Probably I'd say on average once a month, you know, once every 6 weeks or so, somebody will give it a go. Sometimes it's just a bunch of college kids that have seen it and want to go. And sometimes it's people that do challenges and kind of competitive eating stuff that they know it's hard, but it's a good one to do because you can win $500 if you could do it. We've had probably a handful of people over the last 12 years be able to do it.
What's the success rate? Like 5%, 10%?
Yeah, I would say probably 10 to 15%.
And you could do it.
Yeah, not anymore. I could when I first came up with it. I had to, of course, try it myself.
So you're out of shape. You're not in shape, eating shape anymore.
No. I probably can maybe eat half of it at this point, which is still a bit, but not 10 pounds. So that's well beyond my limit.
Bananas.
Now.
And basically, you got to wait 5 minutes so you don't puke. Is that it?
Yeah. That's just like a standard like competitive eating kind of contest rule.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
But yeah, usually like the people that, because there are some like competitive eaters that'll come in and try it, and if anything gets them, it's the spice. Because that's something that not a lot of people, you could train yourself to eat, you know, build up a tolerance to spice, but not a lot of people do that.
It's a whole pint. It's a pint. It's not like,
yeah,
it's a lot.
It sounds like a lot, but for like the amount of food it is, it's not a ton. It's enough to make it not fun because it's all mixed in with everything. So it's not like you could just like eat it all at the end, yeah. You know, and save your mouth. So it just builds up over the time. And if you don't hurry up and do it all, then you're in quite a bit of pain.
We got less than a minute here with Jamie McDonald from Bears Barbecue. I'm just curious, any new trends, anything changing? You know, basically barbecue, people say barbecue is barbecue. I think there's obviously qualitative differences, but is there any trend or something, anything new that's interesting to you?
Well, it's really, I'd say what people are really doing that I see a lot now is, integrating barbecue meats with other things. So whether it's offering like barbecue meats on pizzas, or like I've seen a couple barbecue places that are doing like barbecue empanadas and, you know, stuff that you normally wouldn't think of, or like I have a local bakery that I'm a huge fan of. It's called, Small State Provisions in Avon, that we've done a couple collaborations with them where they made, you know, kind of a play on our name, but Bear Claws, you know, stuff with great cheese and pulled pork. And so that's probably as far as barbecue goes, what I see is that, and then just always the constant struggle of being consistent every day and putting out high quality product every day.
You know, we got to run. We're against the clock. You know, I always like to, you know, get updated on your volunteer efforts. Everyone knows how you're unafraid to go anywhere in the world to help people who are hungry. So we appreciate that, and we appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.